This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled to the Mykolaiv region in southern Ukraine Thursday to assess damage as floodwaters have now reached that area. He visited the pumping station at the Inulitsk River Canal that flooded due to the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam earlier this week. Correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Thursday the latest status of the flood areas in southern Ukraine.
The latest information that we have from local authorities, it was confirmed that the water level has risen to 5.6 meters in the area. This is as of Thursday. Under the water currently there is 600 square kilometers of land, and this includes 32% of the right bank of the Dnieper River of Kherson region, which is under Ukrainian control, and 68% of the left bank. Left bank is currently under Russian control.
The International Red Cross is warning landmines uprooted and dispersed by floodwaters surging from the dam could pose a grave danger to civilians for decades to come. As one official told Reuters, correspondent Matthew LaRotonda, in the past we knew where the hazards were, now we don't.
They could still be in minefields, or they could be in the middle of roads, someone's backyard, or in their own home. As one Red Cross official put it, the only thing we do know is that the mines are somewhere downstream. Andrew Mathewson is with the Halo Trust, an NGO that clears landmines, and has been working in the Mykolaiv region.
The immediate threat to us and our staff and civilians is the fact that mines might move, and that will... You know, that will lead to the need for us to resurvey these areas, remark them as minefields, and obviously reorganize ourselves in terms of how to approach the clearance problem.
This is VOA News. Following talks Thursday at the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak held a joint news conference where they presented a united front by vowing they would work in lockstep as the globe tries to adapt to a period of rapid economic, political, and technological change. In his opening statement, the British Prime Minister said the special relationship between the U.S. and Britain will never change.
But what has changed are the challenges that we face. And standing here together, as our predecessors have done for generations, I feel confident that through the strength of our relationship, we can shape the world once again in our pursuit of liberty, prosperity, and the possibilities of a new age.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine was top of the agenda for the two leaders, who pledged support for Ukraine as long as it takes. Allies around the world are promising to boost support for Canada's fight against hundreds of blazes amid the country's worst ever start to wildfire season. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
The fires fuel concern about the worsening consequences of climate change. Forest fires continued to burn across Canada on Thursday, forcing thousands of people from their homes and sending a smoky haze billowing over a large swath of the United States. Although wildfires are common in Canada, it is unusual for blazes to be burning simultaneously in the east and west, stretching firefighting resources and forcing the Canadian government to send in the military to help. The United States has sent hundreds of firefighters to Canada over the past few weeks and will send more. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The Vatican has said Pope Francis is in good general condition following surgery Wednesday. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The pontiff underwent a three-hour operation to remove intestinal scar tissue and repair a hernia in his abdominal wall. Near the hospital in Rome, where the Pope was resting, Sister Pia, a Catholic nun, told the AP she wasn't worried, but she prayed for Francis. We hope that everything will be sorted well and soon, because we need the Pope. At the Vatican, Belgian tourist Yves Dirix was less optimistic.
If it's too sick to stay on, he has to go.
This is the Pope's second major abdominal operation in 2 years, following a 2021 procedure to remove part of his colon. I'm Karen Chamas.
A man stabbed four children and two adults at a lakeside park in the French Alps early Thursday in an attack French President Emmanuel Macron said has shocked the nation. French lead prosecutor Lene Bonnet-Mathis said the youngest in the attack was 22 months old, and two are 2 years old, and the oldest is three. The attack occurred in the southeastern French town of Annecy. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.